χέρια τη δύση μου κρατώ.
Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And I'm now joined by Theofanis Stavrou, who is a professor of history and Near Eastern Studies at the University of Minnesota. His books include Redefining Southeastern Europe, Political Challenges and Economic Opportunities, and Greece Prepares for the 21st Century. He's also the founder and editor of the journal Modern Greek Studies. Welcome to Background Briefing, Theofanis Stavrou.
Very glad to be with you.
And clearly the Greek music you were just listening to is a little too joyful, I think, for the occasion here at hand. The Financial Times is reporting in a conversation with the governor of the Bank of Greece, George Provolopoulos, that Greece, if this vote before the parliament fails, Greece will be committing suicide. What's your sense of the moment?
Well, there is no doubt that this is one of the most serious crises the country has faced. The general impression in the country, however, is that it will pass. Even though today there were all kinds of demonstrations again, and many of them are really quite disturbing. As of this evening, at least, I happened to speak to a few individuals, and without wanting to make a commitment, they feel that the debate will get approved by the Greek parliament, even though one of the people who defected was a member of PASOK.
Well, I believe by now there's two defectors from PASOK, but they had five. They had a majority of five, so they're down to a majority of three. But I think what's really telling in this surely is that the conservative opposition who caused the debt crisis in the first place are refusing to cooperate with the government. And I believe that the European conservative parties and throughout Europe are leaning on the Greek opposition. But they're just being political opportunists, as far as I can tell.
That's the way it looks. But on the other hand, they are even really more willing to cooperate than it meets the eye, because they know it is political suicide. I think the main thing that you're talking when you speak about Conservative Party, you are talking about the New Democracy, I take it. And these are the people whom, of course, PASOK had ejected out of office. But the fact does remain that New Democracy and the people who are critical of the of this new arrangement is not that they are not aware of the crisis of the situation, or that they know they have to satisfy the demands of the outsiders, but they are critical of the taxation more than anything else, which is not really all that difficult from what we hear from conservatives in this country when it comes to meeting some of the problems that we have. In other words, taxation remains the number one problem in Greece, and tax evasion, in other words.
Well, actually, I'm talking about the Conservative Party and its leader, Antonis Samaras. He's the person that the European Conservative Parties have been pleading with to cooperate. Now, clearly, there's a lot of moral hazard to go around in this situation. Goldman Sachs helped the former Conservative government of Greece hide its sovereign debt. And as you just pointed out, the real problem in Greece is that people don't pay their taxes. How pervasive is that? Is it just the rich, or...
It's extremely pervasive, and I really think the Greeks themselves recognize that as being the number one problem in the country. And I think one of the problems facing the country, and one which we fail to understand, by we, I mean outsiders who do not live in Greece, is that the Greeks have really lived under tough times before, and they have survived. In fact, I cannot think of another a small European country that has suffered as much ever since it became an independent state in the beginning of the 19th century. They always lived very frugally, And I think what we fail to understand, however, is that ever since Greece became part of the European Union, but even after the Second World War, it has been sort of a workshop, really, of some of the problems facing Europe. Right after the war, it was a civil war. There was the struggle between the right and the left. Then we had the problem of the Cold War. But Greece also experienced a tremendous economic boom in the 50s and 60s, and that was oftentimes referred to as the economic miracle. And the Greeks learned to live rather well, but they did not begin to live the way Western Europeans and Americans really taught them to live until in the mid-80s and 90s. And I think what I'm really trying to say is that the Greeks were very frugal. They would pay their way as they moved along. Maybe it took them 15 years to build a house, but when it was built, it was paid for. Then suddenly, the new arrangement becomes part of their experience where they can really borrow against the possibility of paying in the future. Now, when this is extended, not just to money to keep the government going, but to even make a healthy, good living, and then suddenly that is threatened of being taken away from you, and then on top of that, to bail out your own government, which has been borrowing maybe recklessly, this is really the psychological frame in which you put the modern Greek, and that's one reason they are showing this kind of frustrations, both in the streets and in the parliament. Now, I think there's another extremely important point that we have to keep in mind, that this economic boom that I mentioned, or miracle that Greece experienced, based chiefly on foreign aid and also on tourism in the 60s and 70s and what have you, this, nevertheless, had very unfortunate effect of really allowing the Greeks to neglect basic institutions all the way from governing the entire political system, educational system, and things of this sort. And so when we are talking about the Europeans and we are thinking about the economic problem because that's visible, that's something is tangible, but really the country is in need of overhauling. The whole system has to be dealt with rather ruthlessly, I maintain, and only then the economic problem will be dealt with.
Again, I'm speaking with University of Minnesota Professor Theofanis Stavrou, who is the founder and editor of the journal Modern Greek Studies. And the aid package that's being voted on Wednesday and Thursday, and it's, you know, they're hanging by a thread in terms of the socialist government's thin majority in passing this package, and the streets are full of angry people, there are massive demonstrations, some of them very violent today, and there's a group of people that are camped out basically protesting this. They call themselves the Indignant Citizens Movement. And so it's a very, very volatile political situation. But it all comes down to a simple fact, which I don't think our press report very often. And that is that the money that's being asked for, this $40 billion, a part of a 110 million euro package, a sort of down payment, if you will, that money is to pay off the European banks and bondholders. It is not going to the Greek people. Instead, the Greek people are being asked to make further sacrifices to pay back this money, but the money is not going to them. And I don't understand why it is that the banks and the bondholders, you were saying that the government borrowed recklessly. Well, the banks and the bondholders lent recklessly. And even Angela Merkel recently said maybe the bondholders should have more skin in the game, as they say in American football.
Well, I think your analysis is absolutely right on the money, as if I may use that expression. And the fact does remain that the European bankers and institutions always are very fond of loaning money, especially to either new governments or developing countries. This is nothing new. And as long as they can collect their money, then they are perfectly happy. And now, because of the international crisis and the economic crisis we are all facing, it has become evident that perhaps really the Greek political and economic system will not be able to pay the interest, not to say anything about the loan itself. But and I think that's one of the reasons why the Greek people are really very upset. I said earlier they're upset because they have to pay for the debts that the government incurred, because everybody knows that the Greek government bureaucracy is huge. And I think that's where some of the most important cuts have to be made. And any institution that the government supports, including a lot of industries that they subsidize, that's one reason privatization of some of these industries has become such an important issue. But I guess the point I am trying to make is that the Greek people, and I read very carefully the speech that Evangelos Venizelos, the new Minister of Finance, made yesterday. And I must say I was quite impressed by, first of all, acknowledging that that everybody has a role in this, and everybody is at fault in the sense that they have all made mistakes. He acknowledged the tax evasion that is very serious. He acknowledged the need for revamping the entire political and economic system, but especially the economic system. And he believes that in the next 4 or 5 years, in other words, this interim period up to 2015, he believes that really the country, if it re-educates itself, that's an extremely important word, and enter a new culture, which I know many people say you cannot do it overnight. But I go back to my early statement that the Greeks lived a little bit too happily under the economic boom of the 50s and 60s and 70s, and I think now they have to pay the piper. And indeed, many responsible people, and people like Mr. Venizelos, I am very, very impressed by what he had to say. And he is trying to impress upon the Greeks that they all have to show in the next 3 or 4 years that they really can work together with the people who loan them the money. These are money that has come into the country. They borrowed. They have to pay them in the long run. They are realistic that they cannot pay them right away. And Greece is going to be in debt for many, many years. It's been in debt, really, ever since it came into existence. But the question is, the crucial issue is to prove to the Europeans that they really can behave well in the next 3 or 4 years. And that, in fact, and this is extremely important, the Greeks want to get out of this position of humiliation and embarrassment in which the present crisis, internationalized, has really make them look even worse than they may be.
Well, in the last minute here, Theophanes Stavrou, apparently, though, Greece looks like it will need another financial rescue. Papandreou, the prime minister, has said that a second bailout would be roughly the same size as the first, but hopefully on better terms. And that means that the second rescue package after this painful one will be around the same size of 110 billion euros. Now, a lot of economists think that Greece is heading for a default simply because of its overall 340 billion euro debt burden, and that's too great. So you're optimistic. Just in the last minute, explain why you think it'll...
I am optimistic. Optimism, somebody said, is good for breakfast, is not good for dinner. But I'm optimistic in the sense that really countries, states, they don't just disappear. I think the Greeks may go into deeper troubles, but ultimately they'll have to shoulder the responsibility of getting out of the mess in which either they or their government put them. They're hardworking people. I think they are talented people. They're well-educated people. I believe that they are, in some respects, the first a country that is both European and Southeastern European and Mediterranean. So there is a dynamism there that I don't really discount because suddenly the international crisis made the Europeans want to care for their investment in Greece. Mm-hmm. And also because they're afraid that if Greece defaults, there will be other domino effect.
Well, I'm afraid we've run out of time here, but I thank you so much for joining us here today, Theofanis Stavrou.
You're welcome.
Again, Theofanis Stavrou is professor of history and Near Eastern Studies at the University of Minnesota. He is also the founder and editor of the journal Modern Greek Studies. We're going to take a brief station break now and we'll be back talking about the recent FBI triumph in arresting Whitey Bulger, which may end up being followed by embarrassment for the FBI.
Την ίδια παγίδα ξανά για ακόμα μια φορά. Κανένας δεν θέλει να μάθει την αλήθεια. Πως πόρισμα σαν κέλικο αλλάζει σε μια.